lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's stable land. By your grace then I have found, Lord, let my feet on higher ground.
It's a good life. Coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
We've been looking into our study of the church and politics. See, some are afraid for the church to speak out in the election process concerning right and wrong. Some are being chased by shadows of misinformation concerning the separation of church and state. The Bible teaches us that there is a separation, that we are to obey God rather than man. But God has set forth human government, and we are to be in subjection to that human government, unless the government goes contrary to what God has said. Now, as we look into the Word of God and we look into our country, and we stop to think about patriotism, what is the character of patriotism? You see, this is still the land of the free and the home of the brave. No matter how bad it is right now, it's still the land of the free and home of the brave. Sometimes it doesn't seem like that. But those of us who stand up for what is right, we don't give in to the wrong. We do what God tells us to do, and that is to always do right. Well, the character of patriotism, you see, patriotism can be defined as the loyalty and honor of one's nationality. It can be said that the character of patriotism is the unconditional love for one's native country or country of residence. The character of patriotism can be demonstrated as an industrious involvement through allegiance, affection, responsibility, and it can be seen as an obligation to help one another and regarding other countrymen as family. See, we're all to be one. We're all created in the image of God, and there is no difference. Well, there may be differences in color, but that does not mean we're not of the family. We've been created in the image of God. All men were created with the Spirit that God has given us. We're all created in the same image. God is a Spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. So when we were created in the image of God. We were given a Spirit. As we look on, we find that because we have love and devotion to our country, then we have a willingness to submit to those in authority in it. We need to love our country. We are to submit to those who have authority here in the United States. We are also to submit to the authority in heaven. Having trouble submitting to the authority now in our country? Well, that's the question. Maybe this is the reason so many Christians fail to honor and submit to the authority now, which is in heaven. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 14 says, "For ye, brethren, became followers of the churches of God, which in Judea are in Christ Jesus. For ye also have suffered like things of your own countrymen, even as they have of the Jews." Some in this country are suffering because of other countrymen. Some in this country are being subjected to things that we see as wrong. We need to pray and ask God to turn this country around. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 16 says, "But now they desire a better country, that is, and heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He hath prepared for them a city." One of these days, we're going to see God face to face. Well, He's a Spirit, and I'm sure there's going to be a way we'll be able to see Him. We're going to have a new body fashioned like that of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we'll be able to see our Lord. But until then, we're on this earth. We look for a better country, whose builder and maker is God. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 19 says, "Now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God." We are to love each other while we're here on this earth. as saved people. And we're to love that person who does not know Jesus Christ as Savior. We need to love them to the Lord. Let them know that Jesus loved them so much that he gave his life on the cross of Calvary for everyone in this world. He gave his life. He was buried. And thank God he rose on that third day. Because he lives, we live. Because of his shed blood, we have eternal life. And we should never stop telling others about the love of Jesus Christ. As I look on and I study this subject about the church and politics, I see the word patriotism over and over again. Exhibiting the character of patriotism is not thinking that our national culture or interests are superior to any other. But rather, we desire to do all we can to strive for social excellence in liberty, truth, and justice. And the rights of all that is exemplified in the American Constitution and Bill of Rights. Well, there's treachery today. Treachery, apathy, disloyalty, and misguided political views. These are the opposites of patriotism. When we do not seek to get involved in our civic duties and government, we are allowing others who may not have good values or character to be involved as our representatives and his representatives. Patriotism is not to be superficial, just simply flag-waving or pride. It's loyalty through diligence and careful involvement. When we do not seek to get involved in our Christian duties as good patriotic citizens of heaven, we are allowing others to represent us who may not be citizens of heaven at all. We turn over our rights as citizens of heaven to possibly those apostates of who the Bible speaks of in 2 Peter chapter 2. It says in verse 1, "But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you." Let me stop here. There's many politicians today who will say one thing and do something else. These are false prophets who privately shall bring in damnable heresies. They tell us things that are not true, even denying the Lord that bought them. This is speaking of people who have turned their backs on the Lord. They bring upon themselves, according to 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 1, swift destruction. 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 3 says, "Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts." In Jeremiah's day, it happened as it is happening in our day. Jeremiah chapter 5 and verse 31 says, "The prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests bear rule by their means, and my people love to have it so. And what will you do in the end thereof?" In other words, people are just going along and not raising their voices and saying, "Thus saith the Lord." Do what's right. Quit doing what's wrong. Well, God gave Isaiah the answer to what Jeremiah's people and what in his day this was happening about the prophets prophesying falsely. You have many people standing in a pulpit today who are prophesying falsely. They're trying to tell people they're going to give them a sign instead of giving them the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. Isaiah had the answer. God gave him the answer. And he said in Isaiah chapter 58 and verse 1, "Cry aloud, spare not. Lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgression and the house of Jacob their sins." It's time that the church, the people of God, woke up. It's time that the ministers of God, the real ministers, stood up and cried aloud and said, "Get things right with God. Let God know that you're his child and that you're serving him and you're not going to serve the devil any longer." You say, is it possible to serve the devil as a Christian? Look around you. How is our country doing? Are we serving the devil or are we serving God today as a country? And what about the churches? Are they serving the devil or are they serving God? Many churches you go into, they have a rock band going instead of singing the hymns of God. "Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, O Lamb of God, I come, I come." We need to get back to the old paths and turn to the Lord Jesus Christ and cry out to him and say, "Oh God, help us." Help us, Lord, to stand strong and cry aloud and spare not and tell people the truth. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 4 says, and Paul the Apostle is giving a charge here to young Timothy. And of course, this is God telling Paul to pin this down and to tell Timothy the right things. He says, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. People want their ears tickled today. They don't want to hear the truth. And I'm speaking to Christians today who have turned their ears away from God and turning their ears toward this world. It doesn't mean they're lost and on their way to hell. If they've been saved, they're on their way to heaven. If they've trusted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, they have eternal life. That means it'll never end. But it's time that people start living for the Lord. Save people, living for the Lord, and letting people know that they're saved. And quit turning to people, these so-called preachers, who are tickling their ears, telling them what they want to hear instead of what they need to hear. Well, there's a charge in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 4 that we read. Paul admonishes Timothy in the proper etiquette, you know, the rules of acceptable behavior for a preacher. Worldly preachers bypass the cross. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 17 says, for Christ sent me not to baptize. This is what Paul the Apostle is saying. He says, Christ sent me not to baptize. Well, some people will teach you have to be baptized to be saved. But Paul the Apostle said, Christ did not send me to baptize. In other words, if these people believe you have to be baptized to be saved, they're not believing what God is saying through Paul the Apostle here. He says, for Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. When a person says you must be baptized to be saved, they're making the cross of Christ of none effect. In other words, it's no good. The blood of Jesus Christ is trodden underfoot, the Bible teaches us, when a person does not stand up for the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18 says, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. Philippians chapter 3 and verse 18, for many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ. Anyone who teaches or preaches anything other than the Lord Jesus Christ saves with nothing added, no works, nothing else, anyone who tells you that you have to work your way to heaven, that you've got to hold on, that you've got to change your way to go to heaven, they are the enemies of the cross of Christ. And we need to tell them that Jesus Christ is on the throne and that he is the only way to heaven. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Jesus Christ came into this world to seek and to save those who were lost. That's those people who have never trusted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. That's those people who are depending upon baptism to be saved. That's those people who are depending upon tradition to be saved. That's those people who are depending upon anyone or anything else other than the Lord Jesus Christ to take them to heaven. We are to stand up and tell them that, thus saith the Lord, you need to be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Jesus Christ wants to save you today. If you've never called upon him, you need to do that right now. Trust him. Receive him into your heart. He says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. He'll never turn you away. You're saved. You're on your way to heaven once you've trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.